and now to a controversial drug that helps regulate bone development in children with achondroplasia, the most common type of dwarfism. Researchers at BioMarin Pharmaceuticals say the company's dwarfism drug addresses the condition by growing the bones of children with it. But some argue it's a profit-driven solution in search of a problem. Reporter Damian Garde has been covering the story for our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. And Damian, this is the first drug that specifically targets dwarfism. Tell us more about it.
That's right. So achondroplasia, which is the most common cause of dwarfism, results from a genetic mutation that basically interrupts the process by which cartilage turns into bone. And so if you have achondroplasia, it leads to short stature, but can also lead to spinal issues down the road. So this drug is meant to account for the genetic mutation and to encourage bone growth the way that it would, or at least approximating the way that it would happen for people who were born without achondroplasia.
Okay, this study was conducted here in the United States, France, the United Kingdom, and Australia, and included 35 children ages 5 to 14. Explain what scientists found in the results from these trials.
So the patients in the trial who received the highest doses, they reached growth milestones about 50% faster than they were doing at baseline before they started getting the drug. So now there was no placebo group, so that's not a comparison we can make in this trial. But compared to baseline, those children grew about 2 extra centimeters each year than they would have, which brought them basically in line with their average heighted peers if you control for age and gender.
What has been the consensus? I know STAT contacted some people with dwarfism and Little People of America about this drug. What has been the response?
Well, that's what I found fascinating about this from the outset, is that there doesn't seem to be anything resembling a consensus. For some people, especially within Little People of America, which is the largest group representing people with dwarfism in this country at least, the fact that BioMarin is measuring height might make sense to them as a practical sense, but for a lot of people, generations and decades of activism have worked to explain to the world that the short stature that occurs with dwarfism is a difference to be celebrated, not a defect to be corrected. To some people in this community, when you tell them that there is a drug that makes children with achondroplasia taller, and then you add to the fact that about 80% of babies born with achondroplasia are born to average-heighted parents, which would mean that if and when this drug is FDA approved, people of average height would be making decisions for people with dwarfism. You start to hear words like eradication or elimination of a community that they've fought to preserve and fought to gain respect for. But that's not the consensus either. So that's what's very fascinating. So you will hear words like elimination from some people, and you will hear words like godsend from other people.
You said that this is the first drug of its kind, but this is not the first time that there have been other treatments out there, like growth hormones to address dwarfism and really short stature children. Can you tell me the difference between this drug and some of those other drugs and treatments that we've heard over the last few decades as possible ways to give people height?
Right. So growth hormone has been tested in achondroplasia, and it's just not terribly effective, mostly because it works so broadly in the body versus the BioMarin drug, which is very much designed to kind of home in on specifically the bone growth issue. The more common procedure, not so much treatment, is limb lengthening, which is a process by which surgeons break the bones of the legs and also the arms, if you choose that.
You actually wrote about someone who went through this, Chandler Cruz. Tell us about that person.
Right. So Chandler, as a teenager, she has achondroplasia. I think she was about 4'1" at the time. And so, she went through the process by which they sever, essentially break the bones in your legs and attach sort of a fixer on the outside, which has a multitude of studs that go into the bone. And each day for about 12 weeks, you twist the knobs on them, which effectively breaks your bones a little bit more to stretch them out. And then there's an ensuing 12 weeks of what they call consolidation, where you allow your bones to heal, to grow in new bone where you have done the sort of surgical injury, and then a bunch of physical therapy, and then you're back on your feet. And Chandler did this twice to her legs and once to her arms, and now she is 4'11", and would tell you it's the greatest decision that she's ever made.
Wow. In many ways, though, I can only imagine that this procedure might be even more controversial than this drug we're talking about.
It does seem that way. the thing that Chandler would say, and some people would say as well, is that, you know, when we talk about this drug and we talk about things that affect or might affect only height, Chandler would say, people say height is cosmetic. But for her, she didn't enjoy the psychosocial that are imposed on people who are of short stature in our country. In her mind, she would say, that's not cosmetic at all. That's a quality of life issue.
What is the next stage for this drug?
BioMarin, the company, has been running a phase 3 trial, which is larger, same basic patient population, but it has a placebo arm. If all goes according to plan, this could be a drug that is on shelves and available to the whole country come, say, early 2021.
That's reporter Damien Garde with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.